Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Monday, August 3rd, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, LA City Councilman Jose Huizar pleads not guilty on corruption charges. Communities come together to clean up after recent protests. The latest on the Apple fire now burning in Riverside County. And LAUSD teachers agree on how to reopen schools. Suspended LA City Councilman Jose Huizar has entered a plea of not guilty in a wide-ranging City Hall corruption case. Huizar was arrested on June 23rd on a racketeering charge, with federal prosecutors claiming he ran a, quote, criminal enterprise, end quote, from his council seat, squeezing money out of development deals for downtown skyscrapers and big hotels. For more on the plea, we go to Libby Denkman.
Well, because of COVID-19 safety concerns, Councilman Huizar appeared via video conference today, and he pleaded not guilty to corruption charges stemming from this years-long federal investigation involving an alleged pay-to-play scheme at City Hall. The judge was behind plexiglass, and Huizar had what looked like a medical mask on his face, and so we couldn't see his expression as he entered that plea. The councilman was arrested in June on a racketeering charge, and last week a grand jury returned a 34-count criminal indictment, including charges of bribery, money laundering, wire and mail fraud, and tax evasion. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office say Huizar used his powerful position as a city councilman to squeeze cash, trips, and campaign donations out of real estate developers. The feds say these bribes totaled $1.5 million. There will be a hearing on Wednesday to set a trial date in this case, although there could be a plea deal in the works. We'll have to wait and see.
Back in June, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, more than 400 volunteers turned out to clean up streets in South LA. There was another cleanup scheduled for late last week, and our Caitlin Hernandez was there.
Dozens of volunteers showed up to scrub graffiti off of walls and pick up trash in areas that really haven't been maintained along Central Avenue in Watts. It was a second installment from organizer Dime Jones, who now runs the nonprofit Cleanup South Central. People we spoke with there said they still see this as another form of protesting by bettering a community that's in need, and they were also glad to see this happen in Watts, an area many felt gets less attention. So while there was a smaller turnout this time around, there were folks looking to expand the movement in the long term by starting cleanups in more neighborhoods, which Jones noted anyone can do.
Officials say that the Apple fire, now at 5% containment, is one of the largest so far this year for Southern California, scorching over 26,000 acres in Riverside County. Over the weekend, more than 7,000 people were ordered to evacuate. With a status update on firefighting efforts, here's Jacob Margolis.
Yeah, it's a really tough one. The area that they're fighting the fire in is hot. It's dry. It's been ready to burn. We've had a really hot season, very active fire season. There are also wind gusts out there, which really push the fire along. They're up to 30 miles per hour. And to add all of those issues, you have an area that is really hard to get ground crews in to fight in because it's really steep. And so you can't have trucks on the ground like spraying the water and the people carving out the line trying to build a perimeter around the whole thing. The good news is that the fire is burning towards an area that did burn back in 2015. So hopefully there's less fuel in that spot and maybe it'll give them a little bit of a chance to kind of get a handle on it.
And finally, the Los Angeles Unified School District and its teachers union have reached a tentative agreement on what distance learning will look like when the fall semester begins on August 18th. The roadmap for the start of the new year sets ground rules for teachers' workdays and the amount of instructional time students can expect. With details, here's Kyle Stokes.
Yeah, they outlined some new ground rules for how things are going to go this fall in the nation's second largest school district. There are going to be daily live video lessons provided by teachers. Students will be required to show up every day from 9 to 2:15. There will be daily attendance taken, and there will be also supports for students' socio-emotional learning that will be offered by teachers in designated periods. All of this comes in response to a state law that basically said the district can't do what it did last spring, which was say to teachers that live daily instruction was optional. So some students didn't see that much of their teachers or their classmates. There was a very inconsistent set of experiences, especially if you look at the gap between the experience that white students and Latino students or special education students got in their classes. And so by trying to conform to this new state law, the teachers union in the district hope that they maybe can ensure a little bit more consistency going forward as distance learning looks like it's going to be the new norm this fall.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.